No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information here on Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Ed and Keith are still out, but they are threatening to join us next week. We will see. Ed's still out gathering the harvest up just outside of Chicago with his grandpa. Or no, it's his pa, I mean. And he's running the tractors. So I kid you not. You can't make up these kind of stories. You know, it's kind of wacky to me. But he should be back soon. But Keith is threatening to join us next week for sure. So in the meantime, it's just Dennis and I. We will navigate accordingly. He is a certified pilot. I am a certified pilot in training perpetually. And we'll just leave it at that for now. But you've been flying lately, haven't you, Dennis?
Yes, I have.
And the latest one involved pancakes or burgers or both?
Actually, the latest was just a quick lunch. We, my boss and I decided to just play hooky for a couple hours and went out to the airport for a little joyride.
It was just a joyride, but you went to lunch, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you did the $150 hamburger thing or $100 hamburger thing?
Yeah, you got to go work that in somehow, right?
Yeah. So where did you go?
We just went south of Minneapolis about 20 minutes, just to, you know, a little joyride over the lunch hour, go down, grab a little bite to eat, and come back.
That is so nice. So, I mean, it was like an hour and a half or so. It was just a typical business lunch, but you happen to get there in your airplane. That is the ultimate, that's the ultimate business lunch, if you ask me. And I bet your boss agreed with me on this, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a nice escape from the office, and it's you know, a good way to put the airplane to use, you know, a practical use, right?
Is he a pilot?
He is not.
So
highly supportive of me being one. So
okay. Well, did you get up there and say, hey, you know, boss, I really was thinking I could use a raise, and you kind of put, you know, you get up there like 5,000 feet. He's like, what do you think? You want to give me a raise? You don't. And then, oh my gosh, look at that. We're running out of fuel. Meow. You know, you could really play this to your advantage. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, it's tempting, but I have a feeling that might be what they call a resume generating event as opposed to a promotional type of an event.
Okay. Yeah, possibly not an ideal career choice, but still, it would be fun. And boy, would that make for a great story. Hey, remember that, honey, I got a raise today. How, really? What'd you do? Well, I threatened my boss's life in my airplane. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
probably wouldn't go over as well as you think it might.
I'm guessing wouldn't. But he wasn't nervous at all. He trusts your piloting skills, sounds
yep.
like.
Actually, he was, you know, he enjoyed it. I actually let him fly the plane for, you know, almost half of the trip. So he got to try out the new avionics in the airplane because he'd flown it with me last fall before we did the upgrade.
Yeah.
So this was his first time seeing all the new Avidyne gear in there and actually seeing it all work together. We kicked the autopilot on. I showed him how lazy it can be to fly this thing. Just point it in the general direction you want to go and hit the button and follows the pink line. It's just awesome.
He was impressed though with the new, new gear.
Yeah, it was considerably nicer than he'd seen it last.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got two thumbs up from the boss. And,
yeah, he wants to go again, so I must have sufficiently impressed him.
Well, did he pick up the tab, I hope? I'm sure he did, didn't he? At least for lunch.
He wanted to, but I told him not to.
Really? You were going to not only fly him in your airplane, you paid for lunch as well?
Yeah, it's called schmoozing, right?
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Yeah, maybe just securing that employment position,
exactly.
I understand. All right, so you did that, and then before that, you actually did breakfast. Was that the day before you did pancakes?
No, the weekend before.
Oh, that was the weekend, down. Okay. Yeah. All right, so you followed it up, and did you actually do the hamburger thing at the lunch, or did you get something else more healthy?
We went the healthier route.
Went the healthier route, okay, which included what? Lots of fiber, I hope.
Right.
Okay, that didn't sound very convincing.
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is that there's an article from Jonathan Sackier this week from AOPA about your bum and you know, the fact that pilots sit down more than they probably should, and it affects their, you know, their butt, their bum. I'm trying to be politically correct. I'm trying to make it so we don't have to hit the dump button. pun intended. So anyway, yeah, it's very enlightening. There are a lot of puns in this article. I got to give it to Jonathan. I think he pulled out every butt pun you could possibly come up with in this article, as far as, you know, how to protect it from sitting too much in your airplane. Has that ever been an issue with you, Dennis, or do you prefer to keep that off the air?
No, I mean, it's surprising. You know, people criticize the Moonies as being small, and yet I have no problem getting in that airplane and flying 8 straight hours from Lakeland Sun and Fun all the way back to Minneapolis. It's not uncomfortable.
As long as you don't have hemorrhoids. Hello!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, Dr. Sackier there, he's their medical guy. But he talks about, you know, eating a good diet. Things can get a little itchy and sweaty down there. You got to keep things in check. It's quite humorous on a lot of levels.
Gold can be your friend.
Maybe, you know, they don't sponsor the show, but maybe now they will. But I found it mildly amusing. But you know, actually it was, you know, pretty useful information too, I guess. Because we, you know, we do. When you're flying in your airplane, you know, if you do an 8-hour flight, you are sitting down quite a bit, and that is one area where you don't want any, you don't want to have any issues. You hear what I'm saying?
Right, and you know, most general aviation airplanes, I mean, you're sitting in the seat and the seatbelt on. You can't exactly get up and walk around. There's only, I think, one or two GA planes that I'm aware of that you can even stand up in the seat, and that would be like a Grumman that's got the canopy that slides backwards.
Right.
You know? So most airplanes, you don't really have an option. So if you don't have a comfortable seat, if your seat isn't comfortable either way,
right,
you know, it can make for an awkward, uncomfortable flight.
Awkward, uncomfortable. Yeah, it can just be a mess down there. So the article talks about things you can do, mostly related to diet. Just to make sure that, you know, you're eating the right stuff so that doesn't become an issue. But a very enlightening reading and on stuff that a lot of that we can't discuss on the air as much as I'd like to, being that I'm kind of childish in that way. So we'll just move on from that. But I wanted to get it out there since you brought up, you know, eating and a long, long flight as well. On a more positive note, you know, Captain Dennis was nice enough to email me a little over a week ago, and he said, hey, you need to enter this contest to win your own airplane. I got a solution for you, but you were too late to the punch. So what was this thing? They're giving away a Piper Cherokee. Is that right?
Yeah, the Wings of Hope organization, they're a charitable airlift operation. They every year they auction off a couple of different airplanes as a fundraiser, and they've limited it to no more than 4,000 tickets. Mm-hmm. And I think they raised the prices a little bit for this latest auction, but $75 for a chance to win a Cherokee 180 with a new engine and you know, a whole bunch of upgrades to the avionics. That seemed like a pretty good deal, and that would be a good airplane for you to fly, Greg.
Sure. You
know, lots of useful load. It's a single engine, fixed gear. So for $75 and cross your fingers, well, let's see what happens.
Okay. So you had a 1 in 4,000 chance to win for $75, and all the money goes to this organization that does charitable flights and things like that, right?
Correct. Yep. They do medical airlifts for kids here in the country. They've also got operations like down in Belize where they're providing airlift for the people there to get them out of the villages and to medical care. So, I mean, it's a good mission, a good organization. They've been around a long time. But, you know, for me, I wasn't aware of them until I saw about the auctions, you know, the fact that you can buy this raffle ticket. And, you know, it'd be nice to dream a little bit. The last one they gave away was a Cessna 172, and I think it sold out in 4 hours.
Hmm. Well, this one had to be very close because by the time you sent me the email and told me about it, I went and clicked on the link, and it said, hey, we're all sold out for this year already. Thanks for your support. I'm like, wait a minute. Hello. What?
You already sold my raffle ticket at 6:30 a.m., so I guess, yeah, maybe.
Well, when do they announce the winner? Does it say?
Hopefully within the next month.
Okay.
Since they sold out so quickly, they don't have to sit and wait, you know, to sell all the tickets out. So,
well, there's a few other prizes connected to it as well, but the grand prize being that Piper Cherokee looked pretty impressive. But, yeah, I missed the window. So you got to email me quicker or just call me. But hats off to the aviation community and their supporters because, yeah, they sold it out so quick. And obviously the money raised goes to a pretty good cause, it sounds like. You got the website for them? What is it?
Wingsofhope.ngo.
Okay. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's Avidyne.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me, I'm a doctor.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly away. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis are rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information and stuff about, you know, Captain Dennis's Mooney 201, his airplane. That's what we're kind of doing right now. And Dennis has synced us up with a guy named Mark from, what is the company, Dennis?
It's Alpha Systems Angle of Attack.
Mark, welcome to Just Plain Radio. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so you guys specialize in angle of attack indicators, and Dennis obviously has, what, 3 or 4 of these in his Mooney already? Is that right, Dennis?
not yet. I've got the you know, the calibrated airspeed indicator, and that's it.
Okay, but he needs one. I'm guessing that's what you're going to say. Is that right, Mark?
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny you bring that up because Everybody needs or is currently flying angle of attack through the airspeed indicator. I mentioned to Dennis earlier, I said, I'm not selling my product. Selling my product is the easiest thing I've ever had to do in my career over the past 24 years of designing and building angle of attack systems. But convincing a pilot that having an angle of attack instrument in their peripheral vision would benefit them has been one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do in my engineering career.
What do you mean? It's been difficult, or you mean not difficult?
No, it's been extremely difficult. I've been an engineer at medical device companies over the years, designing life-saving products that are obviously a benefit to the human race. Mm-hmm. You know, I've worked at Medtronic and Johnson & Johnson, all the medical companies, and I've had a small part in every one of those devices over the years, and we see the benefit of those types of devices extending people's lives. As a pilot, you know, the first thing we do, we go through ground school, and everything's about angle of attack, angle of attack. What is angle of attack? How does it work? And then you get in your airplane, and the flight instructor says, what is the airspeed that you need to get off the ground at this weight, this fuel, density, altitude, blah, blah, blah. And it all goes back to this inaccurate instrument called an airspeed indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized back in 96 that angle of attack is something that every pilot is using through an airspeed indicator.
True. I understand that. Yeah. I mean, I basically just operate it. Well, if I got to pitch down, as long as I don't, or if I pitch up and I hear the air horn, I know I went too far. But see, I'm not a pilot yet. You know what I mean?
Let's put it in this perspective. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every airplane has an alpha range, an angle of attack range from cruise, which is the lowest angle of attack that an airplane can have,
mm-hmm.
to the highest alpha maintained control, which is called critical alpha angle. So you have a range. Every airplane, I don't care if it's a Cub or a King Air or a jet, every airplane has that range of available lift from stall as you push the nose over and you decrease the angle of attack,
mm-hmm.
you're further and further away from stall, and you get more and more available lift to that aircraft for control.
Right.
So when you're coming in for an approach, yes, you can kind of approximate what kind of airspeeds you need for any given maneuver. But if you have an angle of attack system, it's one of those absolute indicators to show you, regardless of what your gross weight changes were, fuel on board, density, altitude, bank angle, CG, all of those things become irrelevant with an angle of attack system. It shows you, it gives you that entire range, not just, okay, I'm going to fall out of the sky at this point.
Right. It gives you that exact level. And how does it do that? Just like with lights, or is that a meter, or what with the alpha system?
Well, there's basically derived angle of attack. You know, there are some companies that have it on their PFDs right now, and they use synthetics or AHARs sensors to say, okay, I'm increasing, decreasing banking, I'm doing all kinds of maneuvering. Our system uses differential pressure, meaning there's a solid probe underneath the wing that's measuring RAM air at one port and RAM air at another port, and we measure the change or the difference between those two ports, calibrated from cruise to 1.3 VVS, which is optimum alpha. That's, if you go back to the military, they pitched, you know, the indexer, they call it call the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled to the donut. That's called optimum alpha angle. If you look in your pilot operating handbook, the perfect approach for your airplane or most aircraft out there is 1.3 VS, or a 30% margin away from stall. That's optimum alpha, the donut in the military, and we made different display types. We have 12 different systems available to meet different aircraft type, different pilot likes, but most of the pilots are buying our what's called the Eagle kit with the heads-up adapter. It actually utilizes a beam splitter glass and reflects the image back, but you can look right through it.
Hmm. Okay.
So we have an indexer styling, but it gives you that entire range of alpha or angle of attack over the entire range. Now, you know, a lot of people say to me, geez, I've been flying for 30 years, I'm a test pilot, or I flew in the military. And those guys, I just got off the phone yesterday with a high-time military commercial pilot, lives, breathes, and sleeps angle of attack. And now he's buying them for his general aviation airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put an angle of attack system in, it's like a GPS in your aircraft. You guys have GPS in your aircraft, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. We just upgraded to new Avidynes in the Mooney.
Okay. So why don't you fly with pilotage and charts and maps anymore?
Got to get your money's worth.
Exactly.
And then you follow the magenta line. It just makes flying that much safer, that much easier, correct?
I agree. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. This is good stuff. I love this, Mark. I think he's loving it, too, because it's a great plug for Alpha Systems, AOA.com. And we got more with him next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and Mark from Alpha Systems. By the way, you can check them out, alphasystemsaoa.com. And find out about these angles of attack systems that they offer for your general aviation airplane. Dennis, you've heard what he's said. It sounds like it is something that you need for your Mooney 201, and I'm surprised you don't have it already. What's up with that?
Mark and I have talked about it for a while, but, you know, with all of the work that we were doing this winter, getting the new Avidyne in, the ADS-B Stratus transponder in.
You're distracted.
Yeah. There was only so many more while you're in there that I could do at the time. So, you know, now that things have kind of settled down, we've got 50 hours on the airplane since annual, it's probably time to look at, you know, what's the next project. And this is definitely moving up on the top of the list.
Well, Mark, I'm sold. I mean, especially when you compare it to, like, just having GPS in your airplane. It's like, come on, get with the 90s, guys. How easy is the install? Is it pretty involved or what?
Well, it's pretty simple. We actually have the complete systems that it depends on the aircraft type, obviously. We have pressurized kits and non-pressurized kits. Our biggest market actually is going to the TBMs and the PA-46s now, and the Cirrus Moonies. You know, we're in. I've been doing this for 22 years, guys, and I've invested not only my whole life savings into this company, but my heart and soul into this, because as a design engineer, you dream of designing and being part of a product that does something good in the world. And when I have hundreds and hundreds of stories about how our product has helped them fly safe and open their eyes up to how much lift the wing is producing at any bank angle, at any CG, it shows you where you're at in your lift window from stall to cruise.
I'm totally sold, Mark. If you put your life savings into it, I hope you've gotten some of it back already. Because it sounds like you've sold a few of these, and you might sell one to Dennis soon.
Yep, I think we'll be talking to Mark after we get done with the show.
There you go. Alpha Systems, AOA.com. Go there, check it out. And Mark, thank you so much for being on Just Plane Radio.
You're very welcome.
We got more coming up. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If you build an airplane and people are afraid of anything that flies, you can't just take the wings off of it, because at that point, all you're left with is a really slow, super expensive bus. We built an airplane, we gotta fly it.
Airplane, airplane, don't you go down today, take me away, off to a better place, you know.
This is Just Plane Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Dennis. We are a crew as we navigate the latest aviation news and information, and then a bunch of stuff about Dennis's Mooney 201. Because really, that whole thing about this angle of attack product from Alpha Systems was really for Dennis. Because you've been looking at those things, haven't you?
I have been for actually since before I even got my Mooney. Mark came down and did a Saturday morning safety seminar at our local airport,
yeah,
and was showing off, you know, what it could do and, you know, what the advantages are to putting an angle of attack and making people aware. You know, he's a big evangelist, obviously, of angle of attack. And
I'll tell you what, he sold me, and I don't even have a plane to put it in.
Or a license to use one.
Well, I could still use it. You don't have to have a license to use one, do you?
Well, I guess not if you go flying in someone else's plane.
I love the idea of flying through donuts. I would think you would have to get that heads-up display version of it, though. You'd have to go for that option, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was already looking at the dash the other day going, yeah, this would fit in perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like flying a video game. Kids,
well, it'd be actually very similar to like when I was in the military. You know, I did get one ride in the F-4 back in like 1989. But that's how they fly. I mean, they've got the little donut in the middle of the display there with the chevrons to fly up or fly down to stay on that target glide slope. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to have that in my Mooney, because it does feel like a little fighter jet when you fly that.
You got to work on that. And I know, just adding it to the list, and you just went through this major avionics upgrade with Avidyne and Apario. Maybe this is the next thing on the list, or is it? What do you think?
It's definitely up there. You know, the other thing, now that we're, you know, using all the new toys that we just put in, we're starting to find some weak chinks in the armor, as it were. You know, I've got two autopilots in the airplane, one that tracks your heading and follows the GPS, and the other one's for altitude hold. And they're showing their age, and it would be really nice to get one of these newer modern ones. And we're starting to see that the TrueTrack experimental autopilot is getting really close to being available for the Mooney now. They're talking maybe by the first of the year they'll have the STC approved for it.
Well, what will that give you that you don't have now with the two?
Well, right now with my autopilot, I still have to manually put the heading bug on the course I want to fly, and then the autopilot will follow the needle and keep the magenta line centered. Mm-hmm. But it won't do things like flying an approach. So you have to go and constantly change your heading bug and change your indicator on your nav head to follow the courses. And it's very involved, where with the newer ones, they can directly integrate to the autopilot, and they'll actually fly all the way from the initial approach fix, follow an arc, make a procedure turn, and even do vertical navigation to fly a glide slope down as well.
Hmm.
So it can be almost a hands-free approach. So I look at that as a safety thing too, because now you can really, in a high workload environment, when you're busy trying to come in and it's crappy weather, if the autopilot can help back you up and, you know, take away a little bit of workload while you're double checking the altitudes on the approach plate and, you know, making sure that you're safe and getting the airplane configured and slowed up and the gear out, all that stuff. I think it would be, you know, a big improvement.
Yeah. So that TrueTrack option you're talking about, that product would like just take the information from like programmed down from ForeFlight or something and know what the approach is.
It, it's actually going to connect directly to the Avidyne. So when you go and set up your Avidyne, you know, you're flying, like Gary was telling us, you know, you fly to your initial approach fix and you, so you program your approach in.
Mm-hmm.
The TrueTrack would actually be able to fly the pink line all the way through right to the end of the runway.
Okay. And then it does everything else. So you wouldn't need something to hold altitude and, like you do
now. It's built into that. Like right now, I've got one, you know, you can set it for heading or nav on the one autopilot, but then altitude holds completely separate. So you've got a, you know, a different unit, and it can't, you can't like program it to say, hey, I've been cleared up to 10,000 feet. And it'll, when you get there, it'll stop. But not with this one. You have to stop the airplane, then set it to hold the altitude.
Mm, I see. Way too much work, sounds like to me. You want a one button, push it, go. And you have your stuff programmed in there, and you just sit back and make sure it does what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. Monitor the systems. Make sure that the airplane's running right. Make sure that you're, you know, on the course like you're supposed to be. Check for traffic. You know, that kind of stuff. Talk to air traffic control.
Well, that TrueTrack one you're talking about, surely there's more than that option, though.
Oh, yeah. Garmin's got, I think it's the GFC 500 as well. That's a low cost, but the Garmin option does require that you put the little Garmin G5 digital indicator in the panel. So then that adds, you know, another $2,500. But I did just, you know, I would have gotten rid of probably my directional gyro at that point. So you do get the benefit of starting to replace some of the old vacuum-driven gyros with new electronics. So there's definitely other options out there. I could even upgrade my existing autopilot to something like from S-Tech, which, you know, they're much more capable autopilot, a little bit more advanced, but the price goes up as well. Just an upgrade is, I think, about $10,000.
Hmm. So that,
and that would be using some of the equipment I already have in the plane.
Okay, but if you took the other two out, that's what you would do if you went with that TrueTrack option, right? You'd take the others out.
And both of those would come out. One little device would go in and be all done.
Be good and nice, clean, but more expensive. You think?
Potentially, yes.
How much do you think that would cost you?
Well, the TrueTrack is going to be about $5,000 and another probably $2,000 to $3,000 to get it installed, which is actually pretty reasonable. If I was to go with an upgrade to S-Tech, it would be able to use some of the hardware that's already in my plane. Since I already have an S-Tech for altitude hold, so that might reduce some of the install costs. But the control itself, the autopilot, I think the upgrade cost alone is about $10,000.
Hmm. So, and then you would just have one. What are you going to use as a backup?
Don't need a backup.
You don't need a backup to your autopilot. You're the backup to your autopilot.
Exactly.
Hmm. All right. So autopilot, angle of attack indicator, which would be a lot cheaper. So it sounds like the autopilot's going to be pretty pricey. And it doesn't keep you from flying the airplane at all now. And it doesn't necessarily make things safer, just more convenient, I would say.
And then the only other upgrade, I think, you know, I'd like to get rid of the vacuum-driven equipment entirely. So whether we go with a pair of the Garmin G5s or put in an Aspen two-panel, something like that would be a really nice improvement to get rid of the old legacy spinning gyros and put a nice new digital interface in.
Okay. So. Well, the Aspen, are we talking about the engine monitor thing?
Nope, that's Insight.
Yeah, so Aspen. What about those? I thought you wanted to get those.
We do have an old engine monitor right now. We're working with the folks at Insight. It sounds like they might have a new product coming out towards the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So as we kind of watch what's happening over there, I might delay putting in the new engine monitor until they have the new model come out. Potentially, I might be able to replace some of my old round gauges with that new display would replace like your tack and your manifold pressure and add fuel flow and a bunch of other information. So I'm anxious to see what they unveil for Sun and Fun next year.
You think it won't be till next year? Because the one they have now, I mean, it does like everything in the kitchen sinks in this thing. What else could they add?
It does, except that it's not certified to replace any of the factory gauges. So I do want that. I do want to have all of the information in one spot, but it would be really nice if I could also get rid of some of the old gauges and not have to worry about having them in the plane.
Hmm.
That would clean up the panel quite a bit if I just had to look at one spot for all of my engine information instead of way over on the co-pilot side to see where the manifold pressure and the RPM were and look up in the top of the glare shield for my oil pressure and oil temperature. Instead, I could just look at one gauge that's right in the field of view.
Yes. Man, here I thought you had everything you needed. And we're coming up with the list just keeps getting longer and longer. I mean, you don't even have Sirius XM weather in this thing yet, do you?
No, but I got ADS-B weather. So do I need Sirius XM?
You get the music to boot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Although, and this is the really cool part about the Avidyne avionics, we got the new audio panel put in there as part of the GPS upgrades.
Yeah.
So when we flew out to Rapid City for the Black Hills last week with my daughter, she had paired her iPhone up to the audio panel. And so we were actually able to listen to her songs that she had downloaded on Pandora or Spotify, whatever it was. And so we were listening to that in the airplane.
So it was like 6 hours nonstop of Taylor Swift.
No, she's a little bit better than that. I mean, Panic at the Disco, I think I heard quite a bit.
Okay. I don't know if that's much better, but regardless, it sounds like you're having a good time. All right, look, we're going to finish things out with some drone news. What else, right? Next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
They always listen to the tower. They never question the authority of the tower.
Well, the tower's telling us to hold.
Well, so what about that? Just once, I want to hear,
the tower's telling us to hold, but you might notice I'm rumbling along the grass. If you look out the right, you'll see all those aircraft lined up on the runway. The tower keeps telling us we're number 19 for takeoff. I say we're number one.
What's the tower going to do? Hey, you! You can't exhibit that type of behavior! You're right, I shouldn't have done that. No, I should have listened better. If you need me, I'll be up in the clouds.
You must be a pilot to know that move.
You can really fly. And while you're up there, turn around and touch the sky. I guess the point of getting out is never saying goodbye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. And every once in a while, we like to cover stuff about drones. Just because, well, I like to. I mean, drones are becoming more and more, you know, fun. Initially, I thought, oh, this is going to be a nightmare for us pilots, especially as you're learning to fly. Now you got to not only avoid birds, you got to look out for the drones. But they start coming out with these cool uses of drones that I really didn't think that far ahead of. And now I'm starting to be converted a little bit, whether it's racing them, which is a whole thing, or these cool little ways they're using them, you know, that might benefit us all. And maybe as long as they keep them out of our way, I'm a fan. Are you, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ways that we're using them today, I don't think people imagine when they came up with the first ones.
No, not at all. I mean, we thought, delivering pizzas with a drone, okay, whatever. It's kind of annoying.
I know you're not a golfer, Greg, you know, but you know about the bar carts on the golf courses. You know, they drive around, you can order your drinks.
Well, right.
Sometimes on a busy golf course, it might take an hour or more for the drink cart to come back around.
Not convenient.
No, you might get thirsty, right?
In comes the drone.
Well, that's what's happening up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I just read an article the other day that they've got an app that you can actually order drinks or snacks from the on-course restaurant, and they get delivered by drone within 10 minutes.
Yeah, and plus, if you whack it with your golf ball, I think they give you your meal free.
Well, actually, they figured out a way around that, too. They are keeping the drones about 200 to 400 feet off the ground, which is out of the range of most of the golf balls. And they've got a tether on the bottom of the drone that's actually carrying the payload. So they'll fly it 200 to 400 feet till they get over to you and then drop to 40 feet, and your order's right there on the string.
Okay. Well, all right. So they've thought that one through a little bit. But
yeah.
That's a good use of a drone. I mean, because your chances are going to run out of your favorite beverage, or you could use a burger or something like that, you know, while you're out on the golf course. That could come in handy for sure.
Part of that instant gratification of our society. You know, you can't wait an hour for the bar cart to come back around.
No, that's
I need it now.
Exactly. Come on. Now another. I don't know if this one will come in handy, or this one will come to fruition, I should say, because this looks a little goofy. Yeah, I never did quite understand streetcars, or at least, I mean, back in the, you know, 1900s, early 1900s and stuff. And then as far as, you know, places like San Francisco still have them as a novelty, these streetcars, you know, with the wires going across. Most other places have taken those things out now. But they're thinking that might be a solution to the battery problem with drones.
Well, at least for the flying car style drones, you know, the Uber taxis and things like that. Yeah, put a set of wires above the streets. The drones will fly along and can self-attach to that and power themselves. So now you don't have to have such a big battery to handle a 20-minute flight across town. They just can hook into the power wires and then jump to the next set of power wires using a smaller onboard battery. And then maybe just have it sized to do a 10 or 15-minute flight once you get off the main power line to get to, you know, the parking lot at the big box store or wherever it was that you were planning to get to.
I'm thinking this isn't going to fly. Aesthetically, it ain't going to work. I mean, we're going towards the Jetsons. There were no wires for the Jetsons. They're going to have to figure out a way to do that. You know, I mean, hell, they've figured out how to charge our iPhones wirelessly. Surely they could do this wirelessly, too.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I came across a separate article just this week as well that there's a Russian company that is working on a wireless charging for the drones. They basically have, you know, just like you do to charge your Apple Watch or the wireless charging on your phone.
Yeah.
They set up an inductive coil system out in the field. It's like a 5-foot circle, and all you have to do is hover the drone in there. So if you've got a couple of drones working a survey project or whatever, they just come over, they hover in there, recharge, and can keep going.
Yeah. See, I can see that happening. And as an added bonus, if you happen to walk through that area as a human, it's instant vasectomy. You don't even have to go see a surgeon.
Oh, I was thinking, you know, have them up high enough, you get the fresh air and the cool breeze, you know, because, you know, it's hot outside.
Okay, yeah. Nice little fan action going on. Yeah, so you got that. That could be something of interest. But I don't know, having the wires jump and stuff like that, like old streetcars on the, you know, in the sky or whatever, I'm thinking that's just not going to work. It's going to create too much.
Until we can come up with some better way to power them and, you know, give the battery range, it might be, you know, an interim solution.
Well, I know. Whether you're a fan of drones or not, you know, this is coming. In the meantime, enjoy it, because you can spend hours and hours watching the drone footage on YouTube now of these things going up there and having, you know, crashes and stuff. And it's quite entertaining. I mean, not with airplanes and things like that, thank God, but with, like, you know, just people crashing their drone, because they're getting that point of view video. That's why they're usually taking them up, is to shoot some unique angle of video. And they're capturing those times when they take their drone right into the ocean. You know, they run into a building.
The bald eagle comes flying down and attacks it.
Oh, my gosh. There's a bunch of those. That's some quality time wasting right there. And all you got to do is Google it. And usually the eagle wins, by the way. That's not a spoiler. And you'll thank me later. On that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.